Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Uh-oh, Rich.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I am GTG.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Mike White finds him!
I am all in on Mike White and seeing what he can do the rest of the way. We've seen proof of life.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, host of the Right Time Podcast, Bomani Jones. Still to come, Bills linebacker Von Miller. Plus, your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Great chats already with Kurt Warner and Bomani Jones. Hours one and two of this program. This is hour three, as I just mentioned. As soon as we're done here on channel 210 on the Roku channel, we re-air. So if you missed any of the first 2 hours, stay put. If you want to catch any of the first 2 hours otherwise, whenever you darn well please to see it, don't worry. There's also the Rich Eisen Show collection. It's video on demand service through our partnership with Roku and the Roku channel. There's also our podcast on the Cumulus Podcast Network. All 3 hours of our show, you can listen it to whenever you want. I've been really enjoying seeing all these tweets sent to us at Rich Eisen Show, or me personally at Rich Eisen, of a lot of the Spotify listeners, the number of hours they've listened to us. I want to embrace them and also tell them everything's going to be okay. You know, that they listen to us for 14,000 hours over the year, like where they're leading listen. It really is. We don't take it for granted. We love it, especially since, you know, it was right around this time 3 years ago where we thought we weren't going to do this anymore after a lengthy run on our friends on Audience Network. But at any rate, we're still here. We're thrilled about it.
Let's go.
Hour number three, Von Miller is going to join us. He's joining us care of Doritos. Do you know he's shaved a triangle in the back of his head?
Oh.
Yeah. But he shaved a Dorito shape in the back of his head. And this is the construct of the contest that's being run. That if you do it, and take a photograph of it, he chooses who's got the best version of it. And that person gets to go to the Super Bowl.
Mike, let's do this. This is perfect for you.
You didn't know that?
This is perfect for you, Mike. Let's shave. I got the clippers. I'll bring them in. We shaved Jay Felly's beard the other day while you were gone. I'll bring them in.
He doesn't need to do that.
We'll shave the Doritos triangle in the back of your head. Boom. How do you not win?
By the way, Feller's the one that does the stupid stuff. You could have Feller do it.
He doesn't have any hair.
Is Feller on tomorrow?
You'd have to make him bald. No, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Great.
He doesn't have any hair. You have the perfect hair. It'll grow back. It's fine.
Do you want to ask Susie to try it tomorrow when she's sitting in here? Give that a whirl. Does she want to put a triangle in the back of her hair?
I don't want to do that to your wife. I want to do it to Mike.
Very good.
I'm going to put it on a Twitter poll.
Let's talk about with Von, too. You know, Von's got a podcast, the Voncast that he does.
Oh, I see that.
He made news this week, man. He's creating content, not only for himself, but other sports talk radio shows, just like this one.
He's a content creator.
He is.
Yeah, forget all these Instagram.
He had Micah Parsons on. You're the Lion of the Cowboys.
My guy.
He lobbed something in Philadelphia's way.
I mean, you know.
He calls Jalen Hurts kind of like assistant quarterback. Do we have the soundbite? Okay, here, hit it. This is it.
If we look at the Eagles, is it Hurts or the team?
Yes, that evolved.
I think it's a little bit of both, man. I think it's
system and team.
I think it's a little bit of both, man, because they got a great great offensive line, which helps Hurts. Hurts has A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. They got a good running game.
I mean, Miles Sanders.
They scheme that they have.
O-line. I mean,
Micah.
And this Eagles Cowboys coming up, ain't it?
Yeah, it's coming up. I'm not trying to make no enemies. I just love the game so much, and I understand it so much that, like, I can't, when things are off, I just can't, like, hold it in. Like, I almost got to say something.
I can't wait for this Philly-Dallas game coming up on Christmas Eve. I cannot wait for it because Jalen Hurts heard this. He was asked of it. He says, I'm focused on the Bears. That's who they're playing this week. And we'll see. We'll see how Jalen – does Jalen have that next level MVP, I'm taking it in, I'm going to pay it back type, Jordan type stuff, right? Like that's the sort of stuff. Does he have it in him? He hasn't played a game in those positions yet where he's the guy being doubted. He's the one who's number one. He's Jordan? The one that everybody's chasing. No, I'm just
Jordan
saying.
Palmer?
No, you know what I'm talking about. Oh. You know what I'm saying. Does he have it in him? Oh, boy. We're going to talk to Vaughn because Vaughn was saying it's a little bit of both. Isn't it always quarterback in a system?
Yeah, exactly.
Take a look at New England.
Who your teammates are.
Take a look at New England. You've been complaining about the system all year long.
The system's awful.
There you go.
Yeah.
Need a quarterback, need a system. Vaughn's coming up. Can't wait to talk to him. What is the latest on Odell? Bills say that their door's still open, too. You know, Vaughn is hanging out there. He says he's chilling with Brandon Bean. He's talking to the GM. He wants to be a GM one day. That's how he's spending some of his time in Buffalo. Hang with the team, hang with the GM. So is he involved? It's got to be. So much to talk about with Vaughn. Can't wait. Can't wait. And I got three games that, because again, top of the flowchart games in week 15, you got the Bills-Dolphins game that's after the game I'm calling, Browns and Ravens. Okay? It's a big game for the Ravens with the Bengals playing the way that they are. And the Bengals are in Tampa. That's a big one. Sunday game that used to be on NBC. They flexed out of Patriots-Raiders to put Commanders-Giants in there. Dude, that's 6-7. Make the face all you want. That's 6-7 in the NFC. The winner of this game is most likely
they
making the playoffs for three.
Time.
I get it.
There wasn't even a winner.
I get it. But in terms of both teams winning records, both teams currently in a playoff spot, there's only four such games this week.
It tells
and
you
I just named three of them.
The
I just
Raiders
named three of them.
The Raiders okay. and Pats have fallen off. That's why that game got flexed out.
But it's still Belichick versus McDaniels, right? Which it is. Which it is. Bill is cool. The Belichicks together are coming up with a defensive game plan, knowing what Josh McDaniels does.
Didn't Denver beat New England when McDaniels was the coach, right? McDaniels was like fist pumping on the sideline, going right. crazy.
And that's a game I'm fascinated by. Oh, you know why? Because Belichick was asked about this very subject.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a Bill Belichick press conference moment. Hit it.
Today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Well, we prefer to win.
As you prepare to face the Raiders, obviously a familiar face in Josh, I was curious as we stand here today, just making the transition without Josh offensively, how much harder or how hard has that been relative to maybe what you thought it would be?
Yeah, again, we've talked about that. We've been in this transition every year.
This one been harder than others in the past for you?
Yeah, every year is a different year, so they're not hard, they're not easy, they're just, you know, you take it as it comes.
By the way, this is done outdoors for those watching on Roku, you saw it, and those listening on radio, you heard it. That was done outdoors. University of Arizona is where they're working out this week, coming off of the Monday game in Arizona, the Sunday games in Las Vegas. Jed Fish, formerly of the Patriots staff, is now the U of A HC. So, like, come on in, Bill. Whoever's doing the work there, drop this huge lead pipe just at the end of that statement, right in the middle of the awkward pause. Fantastic. I love that.
Perfect.
That was well done. I really like that. I really like that.
Perfect.
Bill Belichick, everybody. He's not going to get introspective to walk into the conversation that he knows would be launched by his answer about, well, what has been the issue of transitioning to Matt Patricia that has Mac Jones cursing him out, it seems. He's not taking that cheese. Games that I'm interested in. Let's hit them. Underneath the radar screen, because they're the Jacksonville Jaguars. Period, end of story. The Jaguars have a shot to continue with their current feeling and mantra, and they got the warm and fuzzies because they just beat the crap out of the Tennessee Titans, and they still have a chance to win this division if they could only keep winning games and keep stacking W's. And who's right there? The Dallas Cowboys. Coming off of a game against the worst team in the NFL with the worst record in the NFL, last place in this division in the AFC South. Let's just see if the Houston Texans showed a little bit of a blueprint. One thing, though, that the Jacksonville Jaguars are not going to do is swap quarterbacks out during the game. And that's where I want to linger a little bit here. Mike, if you don't mind, turn down the music, because we were on the air with Doug Peterson earlier this week when I asked him about Trevor Lawrence and his development. And is there an it moment for him on when things might have started to turn? And this was his answer.
I think and I believe that interception he threw on the goal line at Denver when we played in London,
yes,
several weeks ago, I think was a little bit of a wake-up call or a bell that rung in his head that says, listen, I've got to do a better job of protecting the football. You're hurting the football team and putting the team in harm's way like that. I just think that was a play that, one, he would like to have back, but I really think it put him on a trajectory or a path that he's on right now. And sometimes it takes a play like that or a moment like that for, young players to understand just how to play this game. And since that point, he's really done an outstanding job of just, taking care of the ball, executing the offense, and really dispersing the football where it needs to be.
Now, it's Tuesday's show, and on his Wednesday press conference, Trevor Lawrence was asked if he concurred with that moment being significant.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been a few of those moments really in my career so far, but I think at that point, I'll never forget how I felt in that locker room after the game. Obviously it wasn't a good day for me, and I really just felt like it felt like that a couple times, but none more than after that game. Really felt like I let the team down. Should have won that game. I think we had lost four. That was our fifth one in a row. So I was just, I never forgot how I felt in that locker room. I don't want to feel like this anymore. I'm going to one, start taking care of the ball, but two, I just want to be the player that I know I can be. And I think that kind of flipped a switch in me. And honestly, too, I think I have a little bit more of a chip on my shoulder now. Just because, last year and a half, I don't really forget what's been said and what people have written. And now, you see people change their mind after a couple weeks. But I remember everything, and I don't use that necessarily as my only fuel, but definitely use that. And I think that's something this team's done. We kind of remember what people were saying when we lost five in a row. And then we've won some big games now, and people kind of change their mind quick. So we just have that same mentality. That we're just out, we want to prove, how good we can be every week. And I think that's been the cool thing about this team.
Great answer. Now, I know what you guys here are wondering, at least I was. Were we specifically cited in the press conference?
Oh.
Say, hey, Doug Peterson on the Rich Eisen show. Right. And so is that what brought up this specific comment?
Correct attribution.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Well, here's the question.
Doug said in an interview this week he thinks the London game, particularly that red zone turnover, is kind of a wake up call for you, kind of your turning point. Is that kind of how you see it?
In an interview this week. Come on, dude who covers the Jaguars. What are we doing? Jeez.
We're offering content. Was that question dictated to him by Colin Coward? Because if it was, it would have been radio television show.
On a radio television show. Come on a nice
It's called
radio
the Rich Eisen Show. I mean, we could give you a card.
Send you a mug.
Enough about us. Trevor Lawrence showing up against the Dallas Cowboys with an opportunity to start making some hay. And you're hearing he's been taking names. He's got a receipt as well. I kind of dig it. And I kind of dig this game. And it's early window. And it's going to be exciting. I'm loving this. Because, kids, I remember way back in the day when the Jaguars were playing significant games in December. I know they had that one run, the Bortles run, that damn near wound up in the Super Bowl, right?
So close.
The Bortles Marone top of the ticket. But this is great stuff, man. Dallas versus Doug Peterson. Let's go. Another game I want to see big time. Philadelphia, Chicago. I don't know, man. I'm hoping Justin Fields is healthy for this game. What, he's battling an illness this week coming off a bye? But yeah. Just Hurts v. Fields is something that I have a feeling we're going to be seeing for a long time to come. And we might look back. I know this is crazy. We could look back on this game as the first time they did it. And how exciting is it where two guys who can do it with their arms and their legs and two systems that are perfectly built for these guys and two Micah Parsons system quarterbacks going against each other. I'm looking forward to this. And this is a game where the Eagles can get got. Laugh all you want. But Eberflus has done it before. He did it to New England earlier this year. And this one's at home. I kind of see this game as a you-never-know type contest, and Philadelphia's got Dallas coming up next. We'll see if Sirianni's going to keep the, fertilizer and the watering going in Chicago. Because this is one of those games you top seeds shouldn't lose. It should look just like the ones we've seen in the previous weeks,
yep.
Right? With Dallas coming up. I'm excited just to be a lot of fun. And how about this one? How about the 6-7 Lions at my 7-6 Jets? How about Goff versus Mike White? How about Sauce Gardner on one side of the field and Aiden Hutchinson on the other side of the field? And I proffer to say those are the guys who are going to finish 1-2 in the Defensive Rookie of the Year battle, with all due respect to anyone else who's balling out. I'm looking forward to this. The Lions are feeling it. The Jets need it. The Jets need to stay pace with Los Angeles and stay pace in pace with the Patriots. Mike White and the Jets coming off of that game in Buffalo, trying to get back on the winning ways against the Lions team that can get to 500. And 500 with the Giants and Commanders taking on each other is not a bad spot to be sitting in, with the Giants also having another game coming up against Philadelphia to end the season. And Seattle, we'll see what they do tonight against San Francisco. The door could be wide open for Detroit to get in the playoffs. And how wild would that be if Detroit shows up on the doorstep of the Vikings in the first week of the playoffs again? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much fun in this game to be had. Dan Campbell, Robert Saleh, Goff playing the way that he is. And then once the Jets are done, guess who they face in week 16? To kick it all off on Thursday Night Football, Jacksonville. So these games could set up the first big game of next week, too. Those are the games I'm looking forward to seeing. Let's take a break. Von Miller will be joining us next. Future Hall of Famer with a triangle in the back of his head and a phone to his ear. You're hanging out with some friends and putting back a few drinks. A few becomes a few too many. As the evening comes to an end and people start to head out, you think of calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. You can make it home okay. It's no big deal. What are the odds you'll get pulled over anyway? And even so, what's the worst that could happen? Your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you lose your job, you total your car, you kill someone? Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. The results are tragic and often deadly. However, that still doesn't stop everyone from getting behind the wheel while under the influence. That's why police officers are out there right now looking for impaired drivers on our roads to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Play it safe and plan ahead to get a ride. It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's forever. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. Von Miller's calling in a matter of moments here on the program. Let's go to Al in Atlanta. You're here. What's up, Al? How you been?
Good morning, Rich. Doing well. Doing
Did
well.
You How and you TJ doing? ever close business on Braves v. Mets? Did we ever close business on
I don't that? Have Twitter anymore, man.
Oh,
not
boy.
That I know of.
You know, okay. What am I supposed to do? Elon took me out.
No, I think he was taken out before. Yeah. You were taken out
well,
before
I don't know.
Elon
I think he might have had his hand in it.
We're, okay. we're petitioning Elon to put you back. Don't worry.
I don't want to go back out. That's the thing. I'm enjoying life.
The problem is for you to be the problem for you to be reinstated though is you've been spending a lot of your spare time tracking private planes, and I don't think you're going to get back now, TJ.
I do intend to honor the bet somehow, some way. Maybe I'll get Brockman as Sarah for a Braves hat or something. I'll display it here, but I got you at some point.
What's
bro.
On your mind, Al?
Well, earlier you guys were talking with Bomani Jones about that dreadful day that will only and always be known as 28-3. And you were saying you guys were surprised at how much of a stain it is on all of us down here in Atlanta and how we can't let it go. Mm-hmm. I have a little story that happened actually last night at trivia night at the bar. Mm. After we were drinking, after we had finished trivia and we were all just hanging out drinking, there was a group of us and a New York transplant walked up and started talking to us just about sports in general, mm-hmm. you know, MLS. Yeah, and then he happened to mention 28-3, and he was not ready for the onslaught of anger that he felt with us being a New York transplant. He also hates the Patriots.
Yes,
and he was extremely happy when half an hour later, some cute physical therapist walked up to us and distracted us just long enough that he could escape out the side because he was not ready for the amount of anger and replaying
vitriol.
Every single play, because the pain is still real, and the only way it will ever go away is if we win a Super Bowl against the Patriots that we have to beat Tom Brady to get to.
I don't know if that's going to happen, unfortunately, Al. Might have to keep drinking.
No,
I don't know if this is any one of those, you know, those stories we hear about hipster coffee shops and they're not really real. in New York, sports fans started talking MLS first because okay. Were you having Red Bulls with your vodka? Were you having Red Bulls with your vodka? I mean, is that what brought up the MLS? I don't know.
I was wearing an Atlanta United jersey.
There you go. I knew it had to be something. Thanks for the call, Al. Appreciate it.
See, buddy.
I don't know any New York sports fan that's going to be talking MLS just right off the bat. There's lots to talk about. I mean, the Knicks have won 5 in a row. The Giants and the Jets are trying to make the playoffs here, trying to cash in that first part of the season. You know, we all knew that the New York City, I should say, as where Von Miller is going to be calling in shortly from Western New York, the New York City football scene that was a carriage had the ripe pumpkin right around the corner. Remember, weren't they 6-1? Both of them? Weren't they 6-1, both of them?
I feel like the Giants were 6-1.
Yeah, and I think the Jets were 5-2 or something like that. Nah, not anymore. And while we're waiting for Vaughn, TJ, I want to check your work here on your Dallas Cowboys prediction.
Okay.
And I got to give it up to you, because
good job.
You had going into the season a certain pick, and then we gave you an opportunity to get off them,
mm-hmm.
And change them. You had coming into the season the final nine games going like this: lose to the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Lose to the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh,
missed that one.
Beating the Giants on Thanksgiving, beating the Colts, losing to the Texans.
That almost came to fruition.
Oh, wow. Beating the Jaguars, losing to the Eagles.
Because I had predicted us to beat them first.
And then, this is what you had coming into the season. Beating the Titans and Commanders to finish the season at 11-6. And then once the bye week hit, we're like, do you want to take a different run at it? You said yes.
Mm-hmm.
You stayed with losing against the Packers.
Yeah.
You swapped the loss for the Vikings to a win.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, was that an emphatic, smart change on your part. You kept the wins against the Giants and the Colts. You swapped off the loss to the Texans to a win.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking at first.
Well, you were right to get off of that train. And then you will have them winning throughout the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm. 13-4.
13-4 finish.
Look at you, man. Nice work.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you know, people on YouTube don't think I know anything, but, you know, I know stuff sometimes.
So you have them winning three out of their last four.
We're still not there yet.
If they win, brother, if they win their entire, if you were correct and they sweep the rest of the way, that's 14-3.
Even better.
They'd even be better than what you thought. So, yeah,
I remember I got destroyed on YouTube once that video went up, Chris. Oh my god!
You had them winning their first four. You had them losing to the Rams and losing to the Lions. But so you're not too far off. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show, Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line, courtesy of Doritos, one of our favorites, future Pro Football Hall of Famer from the Buffalo Bills, Von Miller, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Von?
Howdy, Rich. Thanks for having me, man. I know I was supposed to be back on the show, you know, a bunch of times before this, man. But, you know, to be here with Doritos and to be back on the show with you guys, man, it's awesome, man.
Well, look, I mean, for you to – you can come on this show anytime you want. You don't have to shave a triangle on the back of your head to do it, Vaughn. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, this haircut, my own haircut, it caught the attention of Doritos.
Yes.
And I'm super excited to, invite fans across the country to name that triangle by challenging their own strength, their own self-expression, their own swag, and their own personal take on my haircut to win a chance to go to Super Bowl 57. So an ordinary haircut. Just that I've been rocking for years, you know, caught the attention of Doritos and all the fans again behind it, man. It's super cool.
So if you're saying if Doritos was shaped differently, you would not have been their spokesman for this sort of thing? Is that what you're saying?
I think me partnering with Doritos and Frito-Lay was coming.
Yes.
But I think the haircut just sped it up for sure.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, you know, I'm going to the Super Bowl anyway, and I know whoever you choose has the best looking triangle when they post it with that hashtag, name that triangle, is going to go to the Super Bowl. So I already have, you know, my in, but I don't know if I just don't know if I've got the lid for it. You know, I don't know if I've got the lid for it, but we're seeing people doing it right now. Look at this.
See, all you need is just the triangle in the back. You know, sometimes you have just hair on the sides.
Okay.
You know, and the top is gone, but if you just go to the very bottom of the hair in the back, it don't have to be a big triangle, just a little triangle.
Well, I mean, people are shaving it. I mean, that's not going to do it, right? I mean, you can't just...
It's your own personal take. You can just fade it or do it lightly or whatever you want to do.
Hmm. Okay. I'll let you know. You'll see it.
One triangle, you can do a couple of triangles if you want to.
Okay. I'll look out for it. Hey, Vaughn, you're getting the hang of this podcast thing. Your pod created some waves this week. I mean, this is some – every show is talking about your pod and what Micah Parsons said on it this week.
You know what? Rich, I have by me being an athlete and me being on the other side, mm-hmm. The media, I'm not a big hot take guy. You know, I talk – all the guys that I have on, you know, from Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs to Myles Garrett and Mike Evans and, Calais Campbell. You know, all the guys that we have on, you know, I take time before the show and I walk through the whole entire show and I tell them that I'm not going off of this court. I might expand on some of the topics that we're talking about, but I'm not going to blindside you because I hate when people blindside me with questions. And, I've been doing this for 12 years, so I know how to kind of navigate that. But with it being my show and me having some control, I don't want to lose the respect of my colleagues around the league by being that way. So I talk to the guys and I tell them about everything that we're talking about and how we're going to talk about it. And, you know, I did the same thing with Micah, and we're going through the show and we're staying on our talking points and doing what we do. And then all of a sudden, Micah asked me a question.
Well, Vaughn, if I had spoken before that episode, I would have told you under no circumstances should you give Micah the host role, because we swapped. When he showed up here in studio months ago, he said he could do my job, and I'm like, okay. And we swapped seats. He took the host seat, I took the guest chair seat, and he damn near took my job on the spot. I would have warned you against that. I would have counseled you against that, Vaughn. I would have said, don't do it.
If you pay attention to Micah's Twitter, he has a great Twitter account.
Yes.
He speaks his mind.
He does.
He speaks his mind, and I always respect guys that speak their mind. Like, they're not. I'm always a guy like I just choose to show love, even if like I love up on guys, even if they you know maybe not deserve it, or even if it maybe isn't true. I just choose the side of love and like my colleagues. I know how hard it is to play in the NFL. You know, I just choose to like up my guys instead of like yeah. you know. But Micah chose to tell his truth, and I always respect guys, you know, that tell their truth. And it just it blew up. And then if you watch it again, like I even tried to like yeah. you know try to like I tried to like alleviate it a little bit yes. and ask another question. And Micah was like, nope. I think it's the team, not. I'm like, oh geez, why going on?
Yeah, you tried it. You did what a good host does, which was try to slow the roll of somebody who is going down the road of hot taking, but. He believes it. Jalen Hurts, he really called Jalen Hurts a system quarterback when you pointed out, aren't you playing each other very soon? And the answer is yes, it's Christmas weekend, so Merry Christmas, one and all.
It's going to be a game to watch, not only because, you know, two great teams are playing on Christmas Eve, not only because it's two great quarterbacks and two great defenses, but, you know, all the stuff that, you know, they add into these games. And let me tell you something. These young guys around the league, like the second-year guys and the, mm-hmm. you know, the first-year guys and the third-year guys, they really don't care about upsetting guys. You know, back when I was there, you know, you kind of like, you know, play along. But nowadays, like, guys just don't care. If they don't like you, if they not seeing something, they'll call you out on it in person, they call you out on social media, and it's just the state, the day and age that we're living in. Micah Parsons is a hell of a player, so it doesn't matter what he says, he's going to be able to back it up on Christmas Eve, and I'm looking forward to that game.
Well, I mean, what if once upon a time, Vaughn, you went on a podcast, and what would DeMarcus Ware have told you if you called Tom Brady a system quarterback on that podcast? What would he have told you, Vaughn? What would you say? What would you say?
DeMarcus probably would have cut the whole show right there. I'll delete that, man. I'm really just such a fan of guys, man. Like my mind, even if like you know they're not the most talented guys, or even if I'm going against a team, right, and say the team is 0-15, and I'm getting ready to play them, I just choose to like show love and up them up, and you know tell them that you know this. You know, their record is not a clear indicator of what type of team they are. And I just choose to stay in that world of stuff because at the end of the day, we're all men. And real, you know, men respond. So if you call a guy out on stuff, it don't matter. And I've done that. You know, I've, you know, played the Arizona Cardinals, and I said, hey, we're going to go out here, and we're going to do this, and I don't care what. And we played the Cleveland Browns last year, and I said, I don't care who I'm going against. Like, I've been there and I've done that. And, you know, I just know that. Men are going to respond. So I just choose to go out there and play my game and just leave it at that. I don't want to give anybody the opportunity to motivate guys more than what they normally would be motivated.
Vaughn Miller here on the Rich Eisen Show. So let's jump into the general sense of what's going on with the Bills. And, you know, first of all, how did it work? Did you come to after your procedure and somebody had to break the news to you that your knee was hurt more, or you knew that going into your procedure, Vaughn?
No, so, Dr. Cooper, I had a lot of respect for Dr. Cooper. He did, some of my colleagues around the league, and, you know, I've paid attention to their progress and their recovery, and they did great. And, Nate Breskin here at the Buffalo Bills, we were all in Dallas, and we're having a meeting. And the MRI said that, you know, my ACL was intact and everything was good. But when Dr. Cooper tested my knee, you know, he felt that it might be compromised. So we went in there to just do a scope, and you know, to still give me a shot to be able to play this season. Mm-hmm. And you know, he told me like when I go in there and do this scope, I'm gonna look at the ACL and I'm gonna test it out. And if it is not, if it's compromised, then I feel like the best thing for you to do is just go ahead and get this, fixed right now. And as you can imagine, there's no place in the calendar for, you know, 7 to 9 weeks, you know, recovery.
Right.
There's just no place in the football calendar. It's not a good time to do that. But, you know, he said that, you know, if it was compromised, we'd do it right now. So they're prepping my legs and, you know, they're shaving it up, and he marks the right one. Said, I'm going to scope this one, and, you know, if I go in there and if it's compromised, then we do the whole surgery. So I knew, like, going into it that it was a possibility. I didn't think that, you know, it would happen because I still wanted to play, but I trust Dr. Cooper and went in there. I woke up and, you know, I'm all loopy, and he told me that he went ahead and did it, and, you know, I knew that that was the best thing to do because wow. I really trust Dr. Cooper and his work.
How did, I mean, when you come to and you're no longer loopy, I mean, that had to be a blow for you, man. That had to be significant for you.
No, man, you know, I'm all about not blinking. Right. I'm all about just, I'm not dwelling on anything. I'm continually moving. I'm a big mindset guy, and I'm not going to be down. Of course, you know, I want to be out there with my teammates. Of course, you know, playing football on Sunday, sacking a quarterback, that's what I do best. That's what I do more than anything else in the world. But at the same time, I'd rather focus on the road to get back there and not me not actually being there. You see?
I do see. I know. And I know that you're spending some time the front office, you know, trying to turn this moment into an opportunity for – well, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, internship to try and figure out becoming a general manager in this league and for down the road. So in that spirit, I want to ask you a roster question, Vaughn. Okay. What's going on with Odell? Could he still come to your team? What do you think? What do you
got? I mean, I think there's always going to be a place for Odell. I think, you know, Odell, where he was at in his wishes, you know, he doesn't want to rush back and, you know, just – play in games or be, you know, forced to play in games. And, you know, I respect Odell for that. And, you know, he's 30 years old and he's putting his body, you know, over, you know, coming in and just, you know, laying his body on the line for, you know, a team. You know, he did that last year with the Rams. You know, he signed for, you know, vet minimum, came in and, you know, he won a Super Bowl and he was injury away. If he wouldn't have got hurt, he probably would have been the MVP of that game. And,
yeah, no doubt.
You know, he would hit free agency, and, you know, the going tag for, you know, wide receivers these days is 25 and up. So he was on his way to, a really nice payday, and, you know, unfortunately he had a setback. But, you know, I think it's still a place for Odell on our team. I think it's still a place for, you know, Odell on the Dallas Cowboys and all these things. I think the ball is in Odell's court, and whenever he feels comfortable to play at the level that he knows he can play at, he'll be on the team.
Well, and obviously you can't speak for him. That's no. Clear. But are you speaking with him? Are you monitoring the situation on behalf of the Bills, Vaughn, with him?
Yeah, I guess I'm the Odell expert. I've been knowing the guy 8 years now.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not speaking for him, and I'm not speaking, you know, for, you know, the Bills. This is just my idea, and just being around, like, you know, a lot of great players and being on two Super Bowl teams, and Odell was a huge part of our Super Bowl win last year. So I know what type of value he brings to a team on and off the football field, even if he doesn't play, just by being on the team and being around guys and, you know, having his energy wear off on other guys. Like, we got Stephon Diggs here. To have Stephon Diggs and Odell Beckham on the same team, like, you know, that does wonders on and off the football field, man. But, you know, it's the ball is in Odell court, and, you know, whatever decision he's making, I'm all for it. He has a young son, too. I have a young son. And I know whenever you have a little one, like, you know, things change and, you know, priorities change. So I want, you know, him to be happy at the end of the day, and I want him to make the best decision for him and his family.
Before I let you go, Von Miller, this big game Saturday night for the Bills and the Dolphins, the weather looks to be frightful, and everybody's talking about how cold it's going to be and how the Dolphins might not be ready for it and things of that nature. How does that play into the locker room of the team that's more used to the cold weather, Von? What do you got for me?
Well, now, Rich, it's 2022, you know, and you know, the Dolphins play in the AFC East. They got three cold weather teams that they play. They play the Patriots, they play the Jets, and they play the Buffalo Bills. So even though it's a cold game, even though they live in Miami, I think they'll be ready to play.
Okay.
You know, I think that you know, of course nobody likes, you know, playing in the cold, but I think they'll be ready. It's a lot on this game, it's a lot on the line. They got a great coach. I think, you know, his perspective, and he's going to have everybody, you know, focusing on the game and not the weather. So with that being said, we just got to go out there and play our, you know, our style of football, you know, the things that we do. Even though we play in the cold, there's no getting used to it. You know, it's not like you just, you know, grow, 6 inches of blubber around your skin and you can just go out there and sit there all day. You know, that's not happening, but you know, at the end of the day, we play in the cold, they play in the cold. We just go out there and have to play our game. They beat us, you know, the first time in the heat, And now we got an opportunity to go show what we do.
All right, Von Miller. So I guess just an open-ended question. You're not done, right? You're going to keep playing football? You're going to rehab? You're going to get back out there, right?
Man, Rich, I got a 6-year deal. And, okay. And right when I signed this, you know, my mindset was to play all 6 years. So, you know, that's another thing that really just, you know, keeps, you know, me, you know, in a great place mentally is knowing that, you know, I'm going to be able to come back and have multiple shots at this thing. So, no, I'm not done. My son is only one. I need to play at least, you know, 4 or 5 years for him to remember what I'm doing.
Fantastic. And again, thank you for calling on behalf of Doritos. Hashtag name that triangle now through January 15th. Put the triangle in your haircut. You're going to check it out. You put the entry on Twitter or Instagram. Chance to win two tickets to Super Bowl 57. Thanks to you, Von Miller. Really appreciate it. You take care of yourself, okay?
Hey, thanks, Rich, man. It's always a treat, and it's always enjoyable being on your
right
show, man.
You.
And I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity again.
And if you ever need, you know, someone on the Voncast, you know, I don't play in Pro Bowls. I've covered Pro Bowls. You know, I see the caliber of guests that you have, and I promise not to ask you questions. Although, hey, Micah did you a favor. Everybody's talking about it. Jalen spoke about it. They're going to talk about it all the way to next week's Philly Dallas game. Von, it's big.
He did me a huge favor, man. And Micah, that's my guy, man. But Rich, I take you up on that,
do
man.
It.
I appreciate you.
You know how to reach out. Take care, Von.
Thank you.
It's Von Miller, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show at Von Miller on Twitter. We'll take a break. Wrap up this show. Don't you dare move. 844-204-RICH if you want to sneak something in. Find the latest and greatest audio entertainment on Audible. It's got everything you want to hear, including The Rich Eisen Show. Along with podcasts, you'll find audiobooks and exclusive originals. We're talking comedy, sports stories, deep dives with athletes and entertainers, business, and anything else you're into. That's why it makes a perfect spot for our show. It just sounds like The Rich Eisen Show I just described there. Audible's going to get you access to thousands of included titles with more added every week. Listen on the road, at the gym, anywhere you want to fuel up your imagination. Susan and I put Harry Potter on in the car for the kids through Audible.
Nice.
Join and get 30 days free at the home of storytelling, audible.com. It's fun stuff with Von Miller right there. So he's like, yeah, they're not sitting there saying, look how cold the Dolphins are. They play 3 games in the cold weather. New England, the Jets, and Buffalo. There's a little pushback. They already played the Jets. Back in week 5, I believe.
Yeah, not cold.
Not cold week five.
Yeah.
Haven't played New England yet. That's the last game of the year in New England. Actually, that's not. Hold on a minute. Let me get that right. Miami's game is second last week.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
This is their first foray into the cold weather this year.
And it's going to be cold.
That's one of my favorite quotes from tweets from Michael Irvin. We play that. That's the one we play back all the time on game day morning or pop up on the screen. Is the tweet where he said, man, when we played in the cold weather, we was cold.
We was cold.
That's Michael Irvin's tweet. Man, when we played in that cold weather, we was cold. So I should have had Michael on. Talk about it.
Let's see. That was from January 5th, 2014.
You got it? What does it say? What's the exact quote?
By the way. All caps.
Yeah.
All caps. No punctuation.
Yeah.
Man, when we played in that cold weather, we was cold.
That's it. We put that up all the time on game day morning. You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports sponsored by AutoZone. I'm taking off for Cleveland. Suze is going to be sitting in here, so I appreciate you gents taking her and this show home the rest of the way for this week.
Ironically enough, Rich, there's a bottle of champagne in the fridge in the back.
It's always good when Susie comes. We drink.
So it's Mimosa Friday?
Feels like Mimosa
Please
Friday.
Believe it.
Feels like Mimosa Friday tomorrow.
That's how Susie gets
if
down.
If I missed the last one, it's definitely Mimosa Friday.
Yeah, Mikey.
And also Susie brings us
like the first.
Susie brings us snacks and stuff, too.
Yeah,
which
we get
no
like
one else
special
ever
stuff,
really
Rich.
Brings this with.
If we could transition
know?
To Susie, I mean, we would probably.
It's a good
well, I mean,
well, we drink a lot. And
so you're happy fatter. When I leave, is what you're saying?
I mean, it's just different.
We're not happy.
It's like substitute teacher.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, don't say that.
That's
well, no, because you don't fear the substitute teacher. I fear Susie.
That's a great point.
So, but you wait a minute. There are questions that you have. Have you written down the questions that you want to ask her?
Please believe it. I got him here in my notepad.
What do you got?
Well, I have. The one that's been here for like 2 years asked Susie about the ultimatum, which every time I ask her, she then goes to commercial, even though we just came from commercial.
Okay.
And then what she told Shaq about dancing behind reporters during
interviews.
You have
to have her tell that story.
You have to yeah.
So I got it right.
She told this to Shaq. That's a good one.
And Shaq said, okay, Susie.
You'll enjoy it.
I'll stop dancing.
Good job, DJ.
You'll enjoy it.
I'm reading some of the comments underneath this Michael Irvin tweet.
Yeah.
People were asking him, oh, so the coldest game you ever played in? And he was like, just wanted to go home. How come you never go sleeveless? No, I hate cold.
I'm telling you,
he hates it.
Everybody, I mean, Vaughn could give the answer. He was probably giving the politically correct answer. He doesn't want to drum anything up before the Dolphins come in. But guess what? That's serious. I'm telling you, man. You ask anybody from South Florida, any player from Florida, what football weather is, and none of them will say this. But you ask somebody from the Midwest, oh, slate gray sky, it's cold, the snow's coming down, I love a great snow game. Anybody from South Florida is like, get GTFOH.
Get me out of here.
That is absolutely a fact.
So good.
They got to be like Ryan Shazier. Just go out there with your shirt off, intimidate the other team.
There it is. Man, when we played in that cold weather, we was cold.
Mount Rushmore of tweets.
There it is. You're hanging out with some friends and putting back a few drinks. A few becomes a few too many. As the evening comes to an end and people start to head out, you think of calling for a ride. Nah. You live nearby. You can make it home okay. It's no big deal. What are the odds you'll get pulled over anyway? And even so, what's the worst that could happen? Your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you lose your job, you total your car, you kill someone? Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. The results are tragic and often deadly. However, that still doesn't stop everyone from getting behind the wheel while under the influence. That's why police officers are out there right now looking for impaired drivers on our roads to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Play it safe and plan ahead to get a ride. It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's forever. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.